Chapter 11. Ben Gunn. I could see that Ben Gunn was a young man, though the sun had burned his skin to leather and his lips were black. He had fair eyes that seemed to glow against the sun-darkened skin. His clothes were tatters of old sea cloth held together by bits of string, sticks, and a few brass buttons. The only thing solid on him was an old brass-buckled leather belt. "Were you shipwrecked?" I asked. "Marooned," he said, turning the word into a moan. "I've lived 3 years on goat, berries, and oysters. You wouldn't happen to have a bit of cheese on you? I have dreams of cheese." "No," I admit it. "But if we get aboard again, I'll see you have all the cheese you like."
"If?" Gunn asked. "Who's to keep you off your ship?"
I decided to trust this strange, tattered man, mostly because I could see few other choices. I told him about the pirates and what I had seen.
"Pirates?" Gunn whispered. "You're not from Flint's ship, are you, boy?"
"No," I assured him.
"Flint is dead, but some of Flint's hands are on our ship. Not a man with one leg," he gasped. "Not Silver."
He grabbed my hand tightly.
"Tell me you're not sent by Silver to kill poor Ben Gunn."
"No," I assured him.
"I'm Jim Hawkins, and Silver was our ship's cook. I've only just learned that he was Flint's man."
Gunn nodded.
"If you were to get away, do you think your ship could take me with you? Do you think I might get a reward if I help?"
"The squire's a gentleman," I said.
"Besides, if we can get rid of the pirates, we'll need the help to sail the ship."
Gunn nodded, then pulled me close.
"I'll tell you my secret, Jim. I was on Flint's ship when he buried treasure here. He took along 6 with him, but none of them came back. He did not tell us what became of them, but 3 years ago I came back here aboard another ship. I talked the crew into a treasure hunt. We found nothing here but our captain's anger. As punishment, they left me here these long 3 years."
Gunn took a deep breath.
"You tell your squire that Gunn's a good man."
"I would tell him, but I have no way to get aboard again," I said.
"I could help with that," Gunn said. "Under the white rock on the shore, I keep a boat I made myself. You could find it there."
Just then, I heard a thundering roar that could only come from cannon fire.
"They've begun the fight," I said.
I turned to dash back into the jungle and race for the beach. Ben Gunn kept up with my run as if it were a Sunday stroll.
"Left, left," he called out helpfully. "Keep to your left hand, mate, Jim."
He talked all the while we ran, pointing out places where he'd killed goats or other spots where he'd buried the bodies of Flint's crew. Finally, I stumbled to a stop as I spotted a British flag fluttering in the air not a quarter of a mile ahead of me.